Welcome back to Bob Edwards Weekend, produced by SiriusXM Radio and distributed by PRI, Public Radio International.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
The human soul is hard to see, but easy to feel. It can be heavy or light, old or young, rested or wandering, precious and free. Down in New Orleans, a weekly radio show called Music Inside Out with Gwen Tompkins is all about the lusty traditions in Louisiana music, what's steamy, sexy, and more often than not, sinful. But recently the program dedicated an hour to sacred songs. Show producers say they can't save your soul, but they can help you sponge it clean. Host Gwen Tompkins joins us from New Orleans. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Bob.
And producer Sean Collins joins us from up the Mississippi River in St. Louis. Sean?
Colonel.
So the drunken debauchery of Mardi Gras has come and gone, and for the rest of the month, good Catholics and children everywhere are looking forward to Easter. In the meantime, remind us about the 6 weeks of fasting and sacrifice known as Lent.
Well, you know, the Lenten season is not confined to the Catholics, of course. I mean, it's to all Christians who are awaiting Easter. But this is sort of an interesting moment for more than Christians, actually, because it's also the lead up to Passover. And if you're not a believer, it's the lead up to spring, which is an equally arduous emotional and spiritual journey. But, you know, we'd gone through a fairly interesting carnival period this year. It turned into a very elongated season of revelry and bliss and lustful joy. And so by the time we got to the Lenten season, I guess the stroke of midnight on Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day, then it's time to make that shift, wouldn't you say, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. And, Bob, I found out doing this show that there are some people in New Orleans who refer to Ash Wednesday as the day after Mardi Gras Day. There's definitely been a mindset for the previous 2 months that literally at the stroke of midnight disappears. And so we thought, well, we've got a show that's on the air on Thursday. We got to come up with something to put on the air, and it can't be about carnival. So we thought this sacred music might be the way to go. And Alex McMurray, who grew up in New Jersey but has been living in New Orleans for a long time, singer-songwriter, actually has a song called The Day After Mardi Gras Day.
Your pockets a little light, you're reeling in the dawn. You make your way down Esplanade after everybody's gone. You stand outside her window, she turns her head away on the day after Mardi Gras Day. Let's all go get our ashes. Let's get down on our knees. Bits of broken costumes hang in tatters in the trees. Lord, I'm not a praying man, but I can see no other way on the day after Mardi Gras. Hey, on the day after Mardi Gras.
We're talking about a special version of your show, but is there a typical lineup? Does the program sometimes include interviews with musicians?
Yes, of course. What we do normally is we do one-hour interviews with individuals who we consider to be the standard bearers of Louisiana culture. You know, Sean has actually produced a number of these interviews, and it's amazing because Sean is not from New Orleans, but there's something about him that really identifies with the city. It might be the fact that we share a river. he and I. And, you know, he's just as into this as I am. But we do everything from jazz to blues to bounce music. You know, we're hoping to do. We do rock and roll. We do, you know, I mean, so many different forms of music that come from Louisiana.
But, you know, Bob, I'm not alone in being outside the Crescent and loving the music of New Orleans. I mean, I think there are three types of people in the world. People who love New Orleans, people who haven't been there yet, and people who've been there and wish they could go back. There's something about New Orleans that kind of gets in your... I mean, it's the food, it's the people, it's the devil-may-care attitude, and it's the music, and luckily we can put the music on the radio.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Lord, I'm tired, I get weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
My guests are Gwen Tompkins and Sean Collins, the host and producer of the New Orleans radio show Music Inside Out. So could a similar show be done based on the music of St. Louis or any other American city?
You know, I think functionally it could be. I mean, I think every local community has a really great lineup of local musicians. But you got to say that the local musicians who make New Orleans home really are above the rest.
Yeah. Well, we took this show down there, talked to Ben Jaffe at Preservation Hall, and Trombone Shardy, and Dr. John. Have you had all of them on?
We have not had all of them on, actually. We look forward to having them on. But we've had a, you know, I mean, we, you know, it's a painstaking week-by-week kind of thing. And so it's what's amazing is that you can name such fabulous titans of music down here, and we can honestly say, we haven't gotten to them yet. Because there's so many other people. And so what we try to do down here is that we try to showcase all of the different forms of music, you know, which also include Cajun music, which also include swamp pop, which include all sorts of music from the bayous, as well as the urban areas. And we go, you know, one by one. We also talk about country music. We had a fellow on not long ago, Jim McCormick, who is a country music writer from New Orleans, who just had two number one country songs on the Billboard charts. You know, and so we're trying to cover all the bases because this state is particularly rich in musical traditions, you know. When I was a kid, for instance, you know how kids always think that, you know, your block is the world or your town is the whole world because, you know, you haven't been anywhere else. And I remember thinking that the whole world was listening to the songs that I was listening to when I was a kid, you know, See You Later, Alligator, you know, I'm Walking to New Orleans, Mother-in-Law, you know, I'm Alone. I'm just about to sing it. I'm alone living.
Bob, get her to
Clarence
sing.
Clarence Frogman Bob. Henry. You know, Clarence Frogman Henry or Irma Thomas. And the truth of the matter is, you know, I was right. I mean, the rest of the world was listening to those very people because those people came from my town. Mm-hmm. And so it's really amazing, even as an adult, for me to realize, and I often do as I'm doing the research for these interviews, that most of the music that I truly, truly, deeply enjoy in life comes from here. And I think that that's true of a lot of people around the country. And so, you know, there's a reason why New Orleans exists and why Louisiana exists and why we're fairly special.
John Cleary was listening in Britain. Now he's got a home in the Bywater neighborhood and been there for decades. Got to get over there and talk to him.
We're talking to him at the end of the month.
Well, like John Cleary, Maria Muldaur is not from the region, but she has spent 40 years recording music from the Mississippi Delta and specifically Louisiana. Tell me about the performance you chose from her.
Maria Muldaur, you know, when Gwen and I were working on this show, we initially said, oh, let's just do an hour of sacred music. And then it became, let's do an hour of sacred music that would also appeal to people who aren't particularly interested in sacred music. And then we kind of broadened it to have an even more small C Catholic universal appeal. And I think this tune kind of fits into that. It's good advice that speaks to the soul. And I think as any of us get older, we recognize the wisdom of don't ever let nobody drag your spirit down.
You might slip, I know you might slide. You might stumble and fall by the roadside. But don't you never let nobody drag your spirit down.
Don't let nobody drag your spirit.
It's Bob Edwards Weekend, and I'm speaking with Gwen Tompkins and Sean Collins. She's the host of Music Inside Out, and he's the producer of the New Orleans-based radio show. The songs from this particular show are both religious and secular. Tell me about that dichotomy.
Well, the idea is that, music is sacred to everybody. Even though sacred music is often seen as religious music, you know, the truth of the matter is it doesn't matter what you believe. It's simply what matters is that most people do agree that we all have a soul, even though, as you say in your introduction, we can't really touch it, but we can feel it. You know, and so we wanted to find music that was going to stir people and inspire them and in some way feed their souls. That Maria Muldaur song is so perfect for something like that, as well as just about every song on our playlist.
Woke up today, clouds came rolling in, trying to put a smile on my face, but the tears came down again. Somebody help me, somebody help me.
You know, oftentimes secular artists or people we perceive as secular artists will write a song and only afterwards will they realize that that song was actually a modern day hymn. And I think that people are constantly talking about their souls or dealing with their souls, particularly creative sorts. And so there's a song in the playlist that I added by a band called the Iguanas, which is a local band here that is not necessarily thought of at all as having a religious theme because they sing Latino-influenced music that is dance music or swamp boogie or blues music. But they have a song on our playlist that's called Somebody Help Me.
Sometimes I think that I don't need you by my side, but if I could just feel your touch, you know I could make it through the night. Somebody help me, somebody help me, somebody help me, I can't do it on my own. Somebody help me, somebody help me, somebody help me, I can't do it on my own.
You can interpret those words as, you know, this is the song written by a person who has come out of a relationship and is simply looking for company. Or you can interpret it more deeply as this is somebody who has probably come out of a relationship and who is experiencing some profound questions about the meaning of his experience and profound loneliness, and that kind of profound loneliness that we all feel at some point or another, whether we are geographically or simply emotionally distanced from the people we care about most.
I agree 100% with what Gwen's saying, and at the same time, I think it's true that there's a difference between the sacred and the profane. And one of our guests a couple months ago, Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, Gwen asked her, you perform both sacred music and secular music. Why is it that you don't mix it up in concerts? And she was adamant that she would not sing church music at a secular venue. And she said, you know, I'm not going to have a come to Jesus moment with an audience that's got drinks in their hands while I'm singing, you know, you can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man.
Right.
And Gwen pressed her and said, well, what if there's someone in the audience that really needs to hear it? And she shot back and said, well, they're just going to have to wait. You know, they're going to have to get it someplace else. So they're not getting it from me when they got drinks in their hands.
I heard you say you've lost your faith and hope for the generations, and all of your good deeds don't pay, and you don't get no appreciation. Said you don't get no appreciation. Well, there's a hidden vein of water, steady running deep, ever flowing secretly, just to make the ground green. There's an underground stream, sweet, sweet water, gifted sons and daughters, blessed like the flowers that drink from an underground stream.
Underground Stream is the number you have from Irma Thomas here.
And this is probably the closest she gets to mixing it up. This is a secular release from her. It's not one of her church music recordings, and it's probably the churchiest of songs that you'll ever hear on one of those albums from her.
Well, everything about New Orleans is a blend of other things. I mean, you were, before you got messed up with me at NPR's Morning Edition, you were a member of a Catholic religious order. How intermingled are the religious traditions of New Orleans?
Oh, they're incredibly intermingled. I mean, but you know, to my way of thinking, it's exactly what human life is supposed to be about. That melding of cultures, that melding of flavors and sounds. In my book, New Orleans gets it right. I think a lot of more Anglo-Saxonized American cities are a little bit too wound up with rules. And you go down to New Orleans and you recognize that there's a kind of a healthy respect for that's the law, but we're going to have fun anyway. And then you've got all the sort of Afro-Caribbean stuff, those influences that are the very definition of melding traditions.
And the brass bands, they know how to straddle that line. You include a couple of songs by the Dirty Dozen.
Have two of their songs. One is called The Lost Souls of Southeast Louisiana Cortege, which is not exactly a snappy title, but it's a great song. And, you know, the beauty about the Dirty Dozen or about brass bands, period, is that they have always mingled religious and secular music, always. In fact, we recently interviewed Shannon Powell, who's a great traditional jazz drummer in New Orleans, and who's toured with, you know, everybody, Harry Connick Jr., Harry Connick Sr., you know, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, you know, Ellis Marsalis, you know, John Scofield, you know, Diana Krall, you know, he's toured with all of them, and he, you know, I mean, he's very adamant that he sees, sort of a common theme throughout, you know, a lot of secular and religious music. So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have brass band music, you know, in the program.
Think about the brass bands and how they function at a traditional New Orleans funeral. You know, they're playing a dirge in the streets on the way to the cemetery, and then on the way home, they get the party started.
Yep.
And there, in a nutshell, are the two aspects.
Sean Collins is one of the producers of Music Inside Out. After the break, he'll be back,
along with Gwen Tompkins, the program's host, to discuss the music of New Orleans natives Alan Toussaint and John Boutte. You're listening to Bob Edwards Weekend. Welcome back to Bob Edwards Weekend. Music Inside Out is a radio show focused on the sounds and the feel of New Orleans. Gwen Tompkins hosts the show from there, and Sean Collins helps produce it in St. Louis. It's broadcast by WWNO, the public radio station in New Orleans. The normal format of Music Inside Out includes an hour-long interview mixed with songs from the featured local artist, but we're discussing a special playlist assembled by Gwen and Sean that aired just after Ash Wednesday, the signal to end the parades, the partying, and the gluttony. And that playlist had to include Alan Toussaint, an artist that both of my guests consider to be an essential figure in New Orleans music.
Absolutely. You know, this man, I mean, he really has no parallel in this area. You know, he's the longtime legendary producer. I mean, this is the guy who arranged the song Lady Marmalade, you know, for LaBelle. This is the song that convinced Sean that he actually could speak French.
Right. He had 45 eighth grade boys at this Catholic school convinced that we were fluent in French, and monks scratching their head, wondering why these kids were walking around school singing "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?"
Man wrote for Lee Dorsey, working in a coal mine, Ernie Cato, mother-in-law, when I was a mere child.
He is the nicest man, Bob. Gwen often presents me like a cat with 2 hours of radio on my doorstep. And I'll tell you, listening to that interview from beginning to end, I must have done it 5 times.
But don't you feel like a peasant sitting next to the guy who's dressed in about a $5,000 suit?
But he's got sandals on. He's got sandals.
That's true.
He's connected to the ground.
He was so kind, I have to say. When we got to his house and all, he sat with us. He talked for more than 2 hours, you know, at his grand piano. It was lovely. And then, and he was so generous with his time. I mean, at some point, he did sort of very gently, escort us to the door. Because the man does have a day, you know, but he was so kind. And not only that, but, we had a transcribing service actually that we hired in Washington, D.C. to actually, type these interviews. And the woman who transcribed the interview in Washington, our interview with Alan Toussaint, when she finished transcribing it, she went out and bought a piano that day. Can you imagine?
Well, good luck trying to match that.
I know.
Just 60 years of practice and you'll be right up to speed.
It's true. And so he, on his most recent album, it's called Bright Mississippi, his most recent album. And he did a number of sort of classics of jazz as well as some, religious music, traditional religious music. And he had some incredible young lions performing with him, the great clarinetist Don Byron, Nicholas Payton, a number of others. And so he did this song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And that's, Alan Toussaint on piano and Don Byron on clarinet. And there's really nothing more divine.
Put a sort of partial discography of Toussaint's collaborations on the website at WWNO, and it's unbelievable. It goes on for 5 pages, the people he's worked with and produced. It's incredible.
Exactly. I mean, can you imagine in one career, the band, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, oh, good Lord, LaBelle, as we said, the Meters, the Dr. John, Irma Thomas, as you said, Lee Dorsey. I mean, this is an amazing career. And, not only that, but Cyndi Lauper as well, Joan Osborne most recently, and earlier this year, I want to say. He just finished writing the music for a children's play on Louis Armstrong.
A song here by John Boutte, another former guest on this program, and another New Orleans artist comfortable with mixing religious and secular music.
We are living the eternal now. The past is gone, the future is tomorrow. The babies laugh, old folks slow down. Maybe the moment is talking to you now.
The Eternal Now is the cut that we chose from Boutte. And I have a lot of regrets in my life. I've said things I haven't wanted to say. And the lyrics to this song seem perfect for guys like me. I remember when my mom was dying. I was about 30 years old. And all these cards started coming in from friends. They all said the same thing, which was, we ended up calling them the cancer cards. Because they didn't say get well, they said hang on to the moment or live in the present. We kind of laughed about it, but the more I thought about it and more experiencing profound loss, which is, I think, a pretty universal experience, you realize that the wisdom of living in the eternal now. You know, there's really nothing you can do about the past, and the future is the future. You have no control over it yet. And what you can control what you're doing with people in your life right now.
Are you alive at this moment? Are you alive? Can you feel it in your soul? Are you alive? Let your heart beat with mine. Jump into the river of time. We are living the eternal now. The past is gone. It's tomorrow. The smell of raindrops, April coming down. Maybe the moment is talking to you now. Maybe the moment is talking to you now. Maybe, maybe love is talking to you right now.
Frankly, Boutte could sing the phone book and I would listen to it. He's got such a sweet voice and such an earnest sound.
Yes, the man who couldn't take his eyes off my wife while I was interviewing him. But he answered all my questions.
We didn't say he was an angel. We just said he could sing like an angel, Bob.
That's right. He's short. He's not blind, Bob.
And if we are not lucky enough to live in New Orleans, how exactly can we hear Music Inside Out?
Well, through the magic of the web, you can visit musicinsideout.org, where we've archived all the programs that we've done since last summer. And we've got some other treats there. For if the music turns you on, you'll find more that will interest you.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck with the show.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Sean Collins is one of the producers of Music Inside Out, which is broadcast by WWNO in New Orleans and hosted by my other guest, Gwen Tompkins. You can learn more and find links at our website, BobEdwardsRadio.com.
Man made the jet planes fly high. The terrain, man's bones from way up high. From what man has.
Thanks for listening. Bob Edwards Weekend is distributed by PRI and produced by SiriusXM Radio, home of The Bob Edwards Show. In-depth interviews on arts, culture, and politics heard every weekday. Details at SiriusXM.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.